I'm joined by the co-director of the Jazz and Creative Institute, Benji Daneman, who's here to talk about a new youth orchestra for jazz players. So nice to have you here, Benji.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm afraid this is the first time we met, although it should have been earlier.
Right. I feel like we've met in many different capacities. Just this is the first time physically meeting.
That's right. And in the meantime, I have been aware of your activity as not only a phenomenal player who has a strong emphasis on original music with your wife, co-director Ashley Daneman, but also as someone who wants to bring up a community, be they adults or younger people, and create ways to participate in music in your community. So with that, you're also bringing experience that you had living in New York and participating in that jazz scene and coming back to Kalamazoo. Maybe you could catch us up on the last few years since you've returned from the New York area.
Briefly. Wow, it's been a whirlwind. It feels like every couple of years we look back and say, what happened? So we returned from, me and my family of five now, returned from New York about a year and a half ago. When I was out there, this is my second time living in New York. This last time I was there, I was working with the New York Pops as a teaching artist. I was working with the Afro-Latin Jazz Alliance as a teaching artist. So I was doing a lot of really unique teaching opportunities. In addition to that, I was doing a lot of administrative stuff. I realized kind of this last tenure in New York that I actually enjoyed music administration. And I was doing it in a lot of more grassroots, kind of independent-based programs. I was working with Dave Douglas, the trumpeter out there and composer, working as the administrator for the Festival of New Trumpet Music. So I did that for about a year and learned a lot kind of just in a matter of how kind of an independent organization, music organization runs. And then I was brought on for some time under Greenleaf Music, which was his record label. And so I was doing that kind of all on the side, just as a musician, as we always do. There's always the different plates that we have to keep spinning.
Right. Still gigging.
And then gigging, right. And then teaching privately. I was teaching privately over Skype, actually. So anyways, I was there doing all this stuff, and we ended up deciding to move back about a year and a half ago. Just for family reasons, we realized we were having our third daughter, and just, all right, our family's in West Michigan, and it's great, and, you know, we kind of knew the time was ripe to move back. And it worked out perfectly because when I came back, I got in touch with my friend Liz Uger over at the Kalamazoo Symphony. Mm-hmm. And we had done some stuff before, and I had mentioned, hey, I'm coming back. You know, I'm looking for, I realize I like music administration and I love teaching. I've been doing a lot of stuff. And she was saying, well, there's actually an opening that might be opening up here. And literally the day after I moved back, I started in my new role as education manager at the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. And it's been fantastic. So I'm in a whole different place now in my career, working full time with the symphony as the education manager. They don't let me on stage because I'm a jazz player, but it's been really, really
they'll
fantastic.
They'll find a way.
I've been doing more and more stuff in the chamber side of stuff. But anyways, it's been great since I've been able to focus a little bit more on family and kind of welcoming our youngest daughter in, who's now one, and trying to just, you know.
I rarely talk to someone whose learning curve is this steep.
Oh, man.
You know, I get a new skill every 10 years or so. But, you know, you're throwing everything you have at a lot of different avenues. So.
Well, I guess.
And we're here to talk about a brand new one.
Yeah, right.
So it's called the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra.
Yeah.
What are your dreams for this ensemble?
That's a great question. We're starting this program as a part of a kind of a larger organization that we started a few years back called the Jazz and Creative Institute. I started that with my wife, Ashley, who's a jazz singer-songwriter. And Nick Mueller, who many of you know, is a fantastic pianist, composer, teacher who now lives in New York.
Western grad,
obviously.
A protege of Steve Zagreen.
Right. And we started this organization a few years back to just reach all levels of musicians. primarily jazz because that was our community, but we also wanted to reach even people beyond that, hence the creative aspect of it. You know, those that are trying to create a life in music or even in the creative field. And so we started a few years back a summer jazz workshop at Western. We did that for 2 years, and it was fantastic and successful. And then we moved back to New York, me and my family, and then Nick eventually moved back to New York. So when we moved back here this last time, we kind of had discussion, well, are we going to start up this summer program, which was called Jazz Start? And we decided not to last summer. But in the back of my mind, I had been thinking about how this region was kind of ready in my eyes for a youth jazz orchestra. In Grand Rapids, they have a youth jazz orchestra that's based out of St. Cecilia. That's run by my good friend, Dr. Paul Brewer. And it's fantastic. And I know over in the Detroit area, there's some fantastic jazz orchestras through this Civic Jazz Orchestra there. And they also have a lot of other, you know, youth jazz programs. And then also just the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony is fantastic. And I felt like there was this hole that kind of, you know, was asking to be filled. And I know personally that a lot of the professors at Western, good friends of mine, have wanted to do this type of thing. And that they're so busy and so many great things that they're doing. I know time is usually just of the...
That's the problem. Know,
that's the problem. And I have tons of time, obviously.
Well,
so, so I've been
just
thinking,
like to say yes.
Right, exactly. That might be the problem. So anyways, it just felt like the time was right. And I had been talking with a few of my musician friends about it in different ways. And as I do with many of my projects, they say, well, we're just going to do it. Like, I'm just going to put it on the calendar. And that really came about by writing a grant proposal for the Arts Council and got approved for the Caddy Grant. So now
you need
it's got to happen. Yeah, right. Now it's got to happen.
Well, let's make sure that we get this out really loud and clear. There's a chance to register this week, and registration will close next Monday. And you can register a student for the Youth Jazz Orchestra at the website, which is jcinstitute.org. That's Jazz and Creative Institute.org. So let's find out what kind of child would be welcome in this group or would feel able to hang to make it in a youth jazz orchestra.
Well, yeah, it's an interesting experience for me, I think, as I go through this, because I'm very fortunate because I've now been here in the region for over 10 years. And a lot of that has to do what I've been doing is education based. So I know a lot of the high school directors, I know a lot of the programs. And I know that there's a desire in the region to kind of grow jazz education. And I know that there's kind of a diversity in the programs, and there's been some jazz programs that have popped up and that are kind of, here, but I know there's kind of been some struggles going on, like how, you know, getting the right, you know, opportunities for the kids. So I say all that because I don't know what we're going to be getting. I know I recognize some of the names that have applied already, and that's, I'm like, oh, great, cool. I know where that, so many I don't, which is really exciting for me because what my goal of this program and just at the JC Institute is to kind of awaken the community and kind of spread it. So it's meant, I'll go to the basics before I kind of,
how often they rehearse,
yep.
And time length.
So we're looking for high school students.
Okay.
That we're looking for, you know, those that are focused and those that are willing to you know, commit. And even if you're a student and you're saying, I'm really interested in this and I'm ready to kind of jump on board, though I've never taken lessons, I don't know that much about jazz, that shouldn't hinder you from wanting to do it. I'm more interested in kind of shaping the student into becoming something.
So experience in a band class would be sufficient.
Yes, yes. The student needs to be at a playable level. I mean, it's obviously an auditioned ensemble. So we're going to take the top players that we come through. That being said, we don't know what that means right now. Mm. You know, we know, you know, kind of some of the areas and some of the musicians in the area, what it entails for commitment wise. And this is kind of where I want to make it kind of very clear as to look at the commitment of it, is that it's not a massively huge commitment compared to like maybe the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony, because they meet weekly.
Yes.
They, you know, and it's very, you know, and that's great. They're such a fantastic, you know, orchestra.
They need to. It's a lot of repertoire.
Yeah. It's exactly. And they do a lot of different stuff. We will be meeting every other week, and we'll be meeting on Wednesday evenings from 6:30 to 9 here at Western's Dalton Center,
yeah.
Which is fantastic because they're officially a partner with us. The School of Music has partnered on with us, and that we're going to be there. We're going to be doing a final concert there and recording. But we're going to be meeting every other week starting November 1st. And it's that being said, because it's every other week, there's only going to be essentially around 14 rehearsals for the whole season, which isn't very much to get a lot of repertoire going. So the commitment and effort outside needs to be there. Like they coming into rehearsal, I'm going to be approaching as a professional ensemble.
Right.
I'll be, you know, a young professional group. And that being said, like, I'm more concerned about the student and kind of where they are and where they're going. You know, I know that as this grows and goes on, it's going to grow talent wise. I want to have a band of musicians that are on board and that want to grow and that are, you know, are hungry to learn.
Was that you in high school?
Yeah. Probably, I was probably one of the biggest band geeks you could ever find. My life was in the band room. And I wasn't always that great. Like, I didn't know I wanted to be a musician until my sophomore or junior year of high school. That being said, it was just kind of, you know, it was my world. And then by junior, senior year, I had started my own jazz group, you know, and I was... You know, I grew up in Grand Rapids, so I did the Grand Rapids Youth Symphony and I did all that stuff. But yeah, so those are the type of people we are looking for. And it's just, you know, there's something I'm more concerned about growing the community than giving just a ridiculous, like, you know, Whiplash movie style, like, it's got to be, you know, the best swinging this. It's got to mean something. It's got to mean something to the kids. It's got to mean something to, you know, the listener.
Well, this Jazz Youth Orchestra will get started November 1st, but registration is by this Monday, mm-hmm. and you'll find details on the website jcinstitute.org, where I imagine you can fill out a form and mm-hmm. Ask some smart questions of your teenager.
Right. Yep. You fill out the form, and then actually the actual audition is next Wednesday, October 18th. So the registration is due Monday, just to make sure that we have a good schedule going for that audition, and then we'll hear you and, you know, create our ensemble very quickly.
Well, I would like to get back to you for a second and actually hear some music that I'm really glad you brought along some pieces to pass the time with. This one's called Floating On, and maybe you could give me an introduction to this to our listeners.
Yeah, this was probably about 5 years ago. And I was commissioned to write a piece, which was not this. And I needed to record it for an organization in New York. And so I got my friends together and one of my good friends, Gordon Van Gent, who runs Overneath Creative Collective now, or the audio side of it. And we recorded in a church. It was kind of an afternoon. And I got Jeremy Siskind, as many of you probably know Jeremy, and Andrew Rathbun, and my wife, Ashley. And since we were going to do this other recording, I was like, well, why don't we do some of my other tunes? So we did it, and it's a really unique instrumentation. And this song I wrote while I was living in New York the first time, mm-hmm. and my wife, Ashley, put lyrics to it. So she was the lyricist, I was the composer, and you'll hear her sing it. So it's
we're going to hear Ashley, yourself, Andrew Rathbun, Jeremy Siskind, and anybody on drums?
Or... No. Oh, gosh, no. No bass or drums. Stay away from them.
Let's hear it.
Passing and flowing, and yet no one there knowing. Their people colliding. searched for a reason, and they keep floating on.
If you just tuned in during the music, we heard Floating On, an original composition by my guest, Benji Daneman, and featuring his singer wife, vocalist Ashley Daneman. Benji Daneman is co-director of the Jazz and Creative Institute in Kalamazoo, and one of its new ventures is a youth orchestra for jazz players. This is high school age jazz players who want to come together every other week for a rehearsal period that will end in a concert and even a recording. Mm-hmm. And they're looking for registrations. Registration closes next Monday. And you can find the registration form at jcinstitute.org. Benji, that was a really lovely recording. Nice on a rainy day like this.
Right, perfect. <yeah.
laughs> Just for fall.
So, this guy right for
Do you have a lot of experience in the studio at this point?
Yeah, in and out. I mean, I haven't had tons of, I guess, musical leader experience. You know, I did that session that you heard there, and I just did one recently at Overneath Creative Collective. But I've done a lot of other sideman stuff in the studio.
So you know the environment.
Yeah, sure. A lot of different types of things.
But so that's one of the things you can bring to young players is experience, mm-hmm. in a lot of different areas.
Yeah.
Will you be standing up and directing this group?
I sure will. I might be sitting during rehearsals. I more prefer sitting on a stool, but
okay.
But I'll be standing at some point, yes.
How many players in a section do you think, or are you hoping to find?
So that's a really great question, actually, because I just recently had an email that was inquiring about kind of a non-jazz instrument applying, which I'm not opposed to. I love the fact, and I want to open it up to all instruments, but we're going to be starting with kind of a traditional big band setup. Now, we call it a jazz orchestra because in the jazz world, oftentimes, this synonymous between a big band and jazz orchestra, the way I perceive it, though, is big band is a little more dance related, which isn't always the case. Like, don't quote me on that. That's how I perceive it. So when I say jazz orchestra, a little bit more, you know, concert based and, you know, but that's just my mindset. But we'll be going with a traditional setup with four trumpets, four trombones, five saxophones. That includes two altos, two tenors, and a barry. And then a rhythm section, which includes piano, guitar, bass, and drums. And then probably bring on two drummers, one to be doing auxiliary percussion and doing, you know, one doing the kit. So that's the instrumentation we're looking for now. But that being said, if there's interest beyond that, let us know with other instrumentation, because I know there is. And I don't want to turn people away right away.
So that's like 18 or so?
About 18, yeah. It usually ranges between 18 and 20, depending on what instrumentation calls for.
Although, if that jazz oboist really wants to play,
I'm the last person in the world to say no. But for this ensemble, instrumentation-wise, for the moment, we'll be doing this.
Yeah.
But, you know, if your son or daughter is so into jazz, but they play bassoon, that's okay. Like, still get in touch with me. Yeah. Like, still, you can even put in, you know, an application just so I have your information. Because there's stuff that will likely be coming up very quickly, mm-hmm. With Jazz and Creative Institute that we want to invite all musicians
and
to do.
And Benji Daneman is just a good person to talk to, since you know a lot of what's going on and a lot of people. And it is a nice position to be in where you can help people find those connections.
Right, yeah.
Knowing what they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So an 18 or so, mm-hmm. member group. Talk about the process of preparing for a concert. You said it would be held at the Dalton Center Recital Hall in spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to be taking the first couple months just to kind of get our groundwork going, mm-hmm. to, you know, when I was considering the season, I thought, well, are we going to do a Christmas time concert? And, you know, I think for this, I wanted to lay the ground, you know, the foundation pretty strong. So we're going to be ending our season with kind of our main concert, which will be at Dalton Recital Hall, featuring saxophonist Andrew Rathbun, who's going to be our guest artist for that.
Wow, exciting.
Which will be great. Yeah. And it will be recorded and produced into a CD, a physical CD, which you know, I'm a fan of, and will be available to the public. So, you know, that in itself is exciting, that by the end of the season, there'll be a professional made CD with, you know, professional musicians playing with the orchestra. And that's going to be at the end of May. But then between then and now, we are going to be out in the community playing. That the goal is that this will be a community-based orchestra, that we're not going to be sitting in our practice room, because jazz has never been that way. It's not meant to be that way. It's meant to be shared. It's meant to be experienced. So already, you know, we're going to be on the kind of calendar. We'll be going to the Western Invitational Jazz Festival, just as an ensemble to be playing. There's a Hastings Thornapple Arts Council Jazz Festival that we'll be going to.
That's pretty well known.
Also in talks with some venues around town. I'm not going to say it until it's official, but that, and then also doing some visits. We've talked with the Kalamazoo Kids in Tune program at Woods Lake that we're going to go do some clinics at there. It's an elementary-based orchestra program, but but we'll go and visit them and share some jazz stuff.
Do you plan to start preparing the final program on day one? Are you gonna cycle through all kinds of repertoire to find?
That's a great question.
What you need?
That's a really great question, and I don't want to give a definitive answer to that, because I don't want to approach, just as I do with my music, I don't want to approach it as kind of like a box. I think I have a vision for what it will be. I have an idea of a theme, of a concept for the year. But that being said, I want to understand who's in the group. Like, I think I'll need to know what are the voices in there, you know, musically, and also what are some of the things that they're dealing with and thinking about, and like, how can we incorporate that into the music? Like, isn't that what it's all about? In my mind.
I think one of the things that fooled me about jazz for a long time was the idea that everything was improvised and nothing was prepared.
Sometimes.
there's a whole genre of jazz that does do that. But in order to give a really great big band performance or jazz orchestra performance, there is the idea of rehearsing and practicing and repeating lots of stuff until it sounds just right is part of polishing that sound. And then you leave these open sections for the soloists to do their thing, which can also be somewhat prepared. You know, a lot of soloists go in with a little game plan.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of it. And so I've played in tons of big bands, like many different ones in my life. So in the preparation side of it, yes, like there's going to be, you know, I don't want to, before the season gets going, say, this is what we're going to be doing right off the bat. Like, but once we know, we're going to move quick.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be like, what are we going to do? And I want to incorporate the students in that process.
Oh, sure.
I'm not the, you know, all right, this is the music we're playing.
My favorite stuff from
1995. Right, exactly. And that's not what it's about. I want this to be a collective, you know, with direction. Obviously, somebody needs to move it and to get the music, you know. So there's going to be a lot of preparation being put in. And there's a lot of expectation that's going to be put on the kids to be preparing. When they come to rehearsal, they've looked at their music. Not just once, not twice, but they've sat with the recordings. They've been, you know, the tough sections have been worked out, but then they've, you know, they've thought about it. So that's what I'm really excited about that.
Well, if you think your high schooler would jump at this chance, the way to register is by visiting the website jcinstitute.org. This is for the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra, led by director Benji Daneman, who's my guest here today. And he is a co-director, along with Nick Mueller and Ashley Daneman, of the Jazz and Creative Institute, which is based here in Kalamazoo. And is a resource for lots of things, but this is the newest venture. My last question about rehearsing.
No, that's okay.
You should give them a sight reading component of it too, because it seems to me that great jazz musicians are also ready to play what's put in front of them at the last minute on certain occasions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yes. And there is. There's a So that's a great question. And I think it's worth talking about. For the audition, once you sign up for an audition, you get all of the information as to what you'll be auditioned on. And there is going to be a prepared piece, which is what we send you. So we send a chart just in measure numbers as to, like, this is what everyone's going to be playing. Like, so it's about 16 measures, something for you to work up. So the sooner you sign up, the more time you have to prepare. There's also a sight reading component, meaning we're going to put a piece of music in front of you and you're going to do your best.
Yeah.
And just that's all I say, do your best. And then there's going to be a personally prepared selection, meaning you can bring in an etude or something that you've worked on in band, something that really represents who you are.
Anything
you want. Yeah. And then if you want to be considered for a solo improvising spot, then we'll have you improvise.
Well, okay. The Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra gets underway with rehearsing on November 1st, you said?
Mm-hmm.
So, and we'll continue through spring when there will be a final concert and a recording project. So there'll be a wonderful memento of time spent in the very first year of the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra. And your hopes for the future on this?
Just like I talked about this season, I have ideas and I have directions, but I've learned also in my life that sometimes when you have your ideas, like they stay ideas and sometimes they become real, sometimes they don't. So yeah. I have lots of directions that I would love to see this going and kind of spawning off, like, could there be other ensembles for different ages? Could there be small group ensembles, not just big bands? Could there be, combos? Could there be a jazz appreciation class? There's a lot of, in the way of jazz education. I think there's a spot for that here for the community. There's a desire for it. Like, there's so much arts going on in this town. So much support for the arts,
Right. Are you worried, though, about a diffusion?
Ah, yes.
that can happen, too, when there's so many arts organizations that there's no audience left for all the events going on.
It keeps me up at night. but in all seriousness, that's a very serious topic in such a small, small town in comparison to, like, a Chicago or even Detroit or where there's lots of that. But there's so much going on here, which is great. At what point does that tip the scales? And how do I not tip the scale? Like, where is there really a hole? And I want to be very picky about what's coming next,
Well, we're not going to solve that problem this
morning.
But let some music do the talking again and hear a track with a big band sound that you brought along. You want to talk about this Western recording?
Sure, yeah. When I was a young freshman at Western Michigan University, and I was still trying to figure out how to play the trumpet, I was honored to play with the Western Michigan University Jazz Orchestra on their recording project. And it was led by my now friend and at the time fantastic teacher and educator, Scott Cowan. And this is a tune he wrote called Boogaloo Land. And I was, I think I was sitting fourth trumpet in this recording. So it was an honor, and I was scared silly at this recording session, but it was a learning experience.
Land, written by Scott Cowan, did you say, Benji?
Yeah.
He's a professor at Western Michigan University. Benji Daneman was heard as fourth trumpet in the WMU Jazz Orchestra recording, which takes you back to your college years, which is nice that you can still identify with being that age and also being a high schooler, because these are the young people in high school that you are asking to step up and make a commitment to the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra. There hasn't been one in our town for over 20 years.
I don't know the exact timing, but it's been quite a while.
This is just getting off the ground right now. It's offering a lot of exciting opportunities. You mentioned not just, you know, getting together to rehearse, but also to present a public concert at Western Michigan University featuring Andrew Rathbun as saxophone soloist, and he's a professor here at Western, too, offering a chance to record in the studio, which will be a whole another set of special skills, though.
Well, I'll say with that, the recording will be a live recording.
Got it.
Now, okay. I would, in future years, that would be a most definite goal, getting them into the studio.
Right. So this is Liftoff, though, and details are available at jcinstitute.org. That stands for Jazz and Creative Institute, which is run by yourself and Ashley Daneman, as well as Nick Mueller. So once again, that's meeting bi-weekly, is that, which means every other week.
Every other week, yeah. I always have to. Is that the term I should use?
There is a fee for kids joining this, but you mentioned there's a possibility of scholarships being awarded.
Yep, there's scholarships available.
Okay.
Yep.
Wonderful. Well, what else can we say?
I think the one last thing for the ensemble, just to know kind of what else entails, is that we will also be inviting throughout the whole season the jazz faculty from Western to come in to do clinics. So during different rehearsals, we're going to be inviting in Scott Cowan, who you heard just wrote that, but he's also the trumpet faculty. Andrew Rathbun will come in. Tom Kniffick and Keith Hall, and they're all going to kind of do a visit to talk about things musical and even a little bit beyond. I want to give access to the students to kind of the wider world around us, especially in the community, and introduce them to these musicians, and also give these are all my friends and my former teachers that I know what they have to offer. And so bringing them in just to give them some time to talk with these students is really important. So that will be throughout the year. And then also we have two faculty members that will be working regularly with the students in sectionals. That'll be Rufus Ferguson, who is a pianist and a great educator also. And I believe, well, he's grad. I don't know. He might still be at Western, but... And then Ben Schmidt Schwartz, who's a saxophone player who'll be working with saxophones.
He's grad assistant.
Grad assistant. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want you to talk about, too, the parent or the student who's just like, well, I honestly don't know. Mm. I haven't got a lot of experience in jazz playing. I don't have a lot of big band records on my shelf. How do I know if this is going to work out?
That's I think, a really great question. I've had actually that same question asked already, probably in the past week through email. And yeah, it's like, you know, that's a lot of commitment and this and that. It's like, well, you know... Yes. You know, there's a level of expectation, and I think that's important. And if the student is not able to commit for the year, then maybe this isn't the exact right opportunity. That being said, if there is any interest in even kind of a glimmer of hope of interest in jazz, get in touch with us. Because, like I was saying, there's opportunities that we have on the horizon that will probably be much better to start you off, whether that be a summer workshop, which likely will be happening next summer, or even just a workshop that we do, you know, over a weekend. So we have a lot of these ideas. So when they happen, you'll know.
So in a way, you're collecting data.
Yeah, we are. And you know, we see this as a beginning point, not only just as the jazz orchestra, but as a kind of, you know, starting a community of jazz-minded students and, you know, the community here. So If there's any interest, you know, get in touch with me. This might not be the best opportunity for you, because there is an expectation that kind of has to be met. And that's okay. Everybody's kind of at a different point.
The fact is also, jazz is found in surprising places, even in pop music.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear elements of jazz. You'll even sometimes hear guest jazz players.
On
some, you know.
Roy Hargrove on John Mayer. I remember that back in the day. I was like, what? What is he doing there?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be your soul focus necessarily. Oh. It is something that can add to your love of and ability to play music.
Well, jazz is a mixing pot. It's not one thing. And if somebody tells you, well, this is my opinion. This is disclaimer. This is Benji Daneman's opinion. If somebody tells you jazz is one thing, I'm going to go ahead and say that's maybe not right.
They're already wrong.
It started from a place, but it has evolved. It's an evolutionary music. If you look at the history of it over the past century, it's never been the same. And which is, I think, a testament to what jazz is about. It's about, you know, reacting to, you know, the person and the culture and where we're at and where we're going. So yes, it can be adaptable to whatever you love doing.
Well, in an educational sense, like when I talk to Bruce Tsuchimura, who leads mm-hmm. the University Symphony Orchestra, he does consciously program pieces, orchestral pieces that come up over and over again, so mm-hmm. that students can get an experience with Beethoven's Fifth and things like that.
Yeah.
Are there similar charts that you think you'll try to share with the orchestra, just to give them that taste of style and history?
Totally, yeah. Again, my opinion, like, you need to know where you're coming from to know where you're going. So if you don't know historically what's happened in jazz, you can't, in my opinion, you can't honestly bring it somewhere. You know, you need to know who Duke Ellington is. You need to know who Louis Armstrong is. You need to know, you know, what Miles did in his career. Like, you know, that's important. It's good to know the history in order to, whether you like it or not is a different thing. You know, you don't need to necessarily like it. Like, I know a lot of people that don't like John Coltrane, which is, to some musicians, the worst thing you can say. I love Train, but there's some things that's hard for me to listen to.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's not about that. It's about knowing what has happened and where you're going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we pretty much have to leave it there, Benji. It's been great having you here this hour, and I hope to have you back to talk about this and other initiatives that the Jazz and Creative Institute is coming up with. The Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra, information on it is available at jcinstitute.org. And if you have any other thoughts before we go, anything parents need to know or parents need to tell their teenage kids about this
go
orchestra.
Go practice. No, I think you did a great job of managing me well enough in this hour to get all the information out.
Thank you.
jcinstitute.org. That's it.
Okay. Well, give us some tunes to lead us into the news here.
Oh, man. I think on a day like this, we got to have something that grooves. I think Thad Jones, Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra, The Groove Merchant. I played this in high school, and it got me. So this will be a fun one.
Let's do it. Thanks, Benji.
Thanks.